This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, and we expect partly sunny skies today, just a slight chance of a shower in the morning, and then a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our temperature today up rather warm, close to 90, about 88 degrees. So a rather warm and a little bit muggy day on the way. Congressman David Price announced on Friday that he plans to join this week's Moral Monday protest at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh. The Moral Monday movement has drawn thousands of protesters to the state capitol in the past 8 weeks, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. More than 400 protesters have been arrested in acts of civil disobedience, including many Orange County elected officials. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber issued a call last week for larger crowds to attend these next two rallies, dubbing them Mass Moral Mondays. Here's what he had to say last week, just before 84 more people got arrested.
We would like the governor and his party to know we are outsiders. If by outsiders you mean outside of the Tea Party, outside of the intoxication of Art Coke influence, outside of extremism, outside of hatred, we are outside of all those things. Because inside our hearts we love justice.
Barber was responding to the assertion that North Carolina Republican Governor Pat McCrory made about the demographics of protesters, calling them outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. The rally starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly building and will focus on women's rights, economic justice, and labor rights. Barber and others will also speak on behalf of the 70,000 state residents who will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect July 1st. The first Moral Monday protesters arrived at the North Carolina General Assembly are set to appear in a Wake County courtroom and are expected to plead not guilty today. Among the 17 scheduled for a hearing is NAACP North Carolina President Reverend Barber, who was arrested on April 29th on misdemeanor counts of second-degree trespassing, failure to disperse on command, and violating building rules. More than 450 people have been arrested so far as part of what have become weekly Monday evening protests against the policies championed by Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-controlled legislature. NAACP legal advisor Irv Joyner said all the defendants plan to plead not guilty and would be represented by lawyers who volunteered to work for free. At a final meeting before the summer break, the Chapel Hill Town Council will check on the progress of the Central West Focus Area Committee and the Rogers Road Task Force. And WCHL News Time 610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, we'll have that story coming up in just a moment.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. Start your summer vacation with a wow and a new 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. They promise you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional, you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramon.
Wow! B3899. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $46.54 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $549 fee. Based on MSRP of $37,417. And selling price of $38,300. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 center of excellence and volume leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty.
Wow.
Performance BMW ChapelHill.com.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a vision for the future of the Estes Drive MLK intersection. The 17-member Citizen Advisory Committee is the first convened as part of the community planning process outlined in the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The group will deliver a report on its progress and lay out plans for future work tonight. The Rogers Road Task Force is a group of elected officials and neighborhood residents working to establish reparations for the community that lived next to the county landfill for 40 years. The task force has been hashing out options for providing sewer to some or all of the homes in the area, and members are looking to the Carborough Aldermen, county commissioners, and the Chapel Hill Town Council to evaluate the plans. Last week, Carborough Aldermen voted to endorse a plan to bring sewer service to the entire neighborhood. Commissioners, on the other hand, rejected a motion to offer general support and future funding to any sewer plan. The majority of commissioners indicated they would rather wait for a task force report later in the fall. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will review the sewer project options and weigh in on possible next steps. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. The story of 3-year-old Grayson Clamp's ability to hear for the first time has been embraced worldwide. 3 weeks ago, thanks to a team of doctors from UNC, Grayson heard his father's voice. Last week, we spoke with one of the doctors who headed up the surgery. This week, WCHL's Rachel Nash had the chance to talk with Grayson's dad, Len, about his incredible son.
Actually watching just the sheer excitement in his eyes when he heard sound for the first time, then watching him sort of slowly piece together sounds that he's getting and understanding and associating those, you know, to realize things has been tremendous.
That's Grayson's dad, Lynn Clamp. He and his wife, Nicole, adopted Grayson when he was just a baby. Lynn says he believes it was God's plan for them to find their son.
You know, he was a miracle just to be able to, you know, just to be born. It was a miracle. And then for us to be available as foster parents when he came along, and then ultimately to get him, I think we always knew there was going to be something unique in store.
Grayson was born with a rare condition that the medical community calls CHARGE, which affects many different areas of a child's health. Grayson had a severe heart defect at birth, and they believe he cannot see out of his right eye. Grayson was also born without a cochlear nerve, which transmits sound information from the cochlea to the brain. Doctors first tried a cochlear implant, but because he was born without a cochlear nerve, it was ineffective as there was nothing to stimulate. His family then decided to move forward with an auditory brain stem implant, which had been used for adults but hadn't been tested for use in children in the United States. The procedure requires doctors to implant a microchip in a patient's brain. The microchip then helps the patient recognize and process sound by electrically stimulating the brainstem. In one powerful moment, which was captured on film, Grayson hears his father say, "Daddy loves you." It was the first sound he ever heard. Dr. Craig Buckman, Dr. Matt Ewind, and Dr. Holly Teagle of UNC were just a few of the many doctors who helped Grayson have the ability to hear.
There's no amount of thank yous that can be given. They're phenomenal surgeons, but they're really just phenomenal people. I mean, they very much have a genuine concern for the well-being of their patients. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've literally gotten on the phone with them at all hours of the day and night, and it makes it feel like we're the only patient in the hospital.
The Clamps also have a 2-year-old son, Ethan, who is beginning to babble. Lynn says it's great to see both of his sons begin to express themselves in their own unique ways. Grayson will continue to work with UNC hospitals for hearing and speech therapy. To see the video of when Grayson hears for the first time, you can read the article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. News Traffic Report is brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items are only $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning, not so far, but that situation will certainly change a little later on. When it does, the morning commute will be a little tougher, and we invite you to listen to Rand Northam's traffic report starting this morning at about 6:45 and continuing throughout the morning. If you spot anything out of the ordinary that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior, and we appreciate it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. 73 degrees this morning. It's a little warm, partly sunny today. 20% chance of showers this morning, then a 40% chance of scattered showers, and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of rain, and low tonight about 70. Chance of rain remains at about 40% tonight and overnight. And then tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of rain all day. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, mainly in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 88 degrees. So some warm weather on the way. A lot of clouds out there. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flawless as a gem, it turns ordinary into exquisite. The cool confidence of Fruitare.
Frozen fruit and milk bars.
Strawberry meets its destiny, and that destiny is...
Dairy is so berry.
The taste, the brain freeze, 24 karat cold.
Fruitare, feel it in your face.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
Top 10 signs your summer is already off to a bad start. Number 10, you've ingested more sunblock than you've applied. Number 9, your dog ate the only party balloon. Number 8, only A on your kid's report card was the one in A moron. Number 7, Monday, 10 fingers. Tuesday, repaired weed whacker. Wednesday, 8 fingers. Number 6, your ticks have ticks. Number 5... eyebrows still haven't grown back from Memorial Day barbecue incident. Number 4, you normally spend summer traveling with your best friends Jack Kevorkian and Osama bin Laden. Number 2, you manage to swallow a volleyball. Number 3, Anthony, number 2, where am I now? Number 2, Anthony Weiner won't stop sexting you creepy vacation photos. And the number 1 sign your summer is already off to a bad start, you're here.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Melissa McCarthy, Idris Elba, and Dale Watson. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Fans Incorporated.
David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina High School Athletic Association has released its 100 to Remember coaches list. And among those honored is Chapel Hill High's own Sherry Norris. Norris, who coaches women's volleyball and basketball at Chapel Hill High School, has been coaching for more than 35 years. She says she continues coaching because it's still exciting for her and it gives her the opportunity to support women's athletics.
It was my goal, because I never was able to play sports, was to be an advocate and give girls the same opportunity that boys had at the high school level.
Before Title IX, high schools were not required to give equal access to men's and women's athletics. And in Norris's Bladenboro High School in Bladen County, this meant women's sports fell through the cracks.
There was basically a budget crunch, and when they had that budget crisis, they cut girls' sports at the high school that I ended up attending.
Norris added that the only athletic options available to women were cheerleading and being a marching band major. In her time as a coach, Norris has led the Chapel Hill High Tigers to more than 500 wins in women's basketball and more than 700 wins in volleyball, making her the high school coach with the most wins in North Carolina. Norris says she attributes her winning record to setting a good example for her players to follow.
One of the things that makes you a good coach is that you have to demonstrate certain qualities to your players, and that's a willingness to work hard, to be committed to the team, and I have done that over the years. And by modeling that type of behavior, I really feel like my players commit to the program and to the teams that they're on.
The North Carolina High School Athletic Association's top 100 to remember coaches list is part of a series of lists the organization is releasing in honor of its 100th anniversary this year. Carolina baseball fans still disappointed the way Carolina's baseball season ended, but the Tar Heels won 59 games. Just think about that. 59 victories against only a dozen losses all season long. Tar Heels have further established themselves as a dominant program, going to the College World Series 6 times in the last 8 seasons. Certainly it had to be very disappointing for Coach Mike Fox, the UCLA, lose to UCLA in that last game, and certainly the season did not end up the way that they thought it would, but what a great season for Carolina baseball. 6:23 at WCHL, 23 minutes after 6 o'clock.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Charles Osgood is next, 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 to WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate resumes debate today on an immigration reform bill. And it looks as if a compromise that's been worked out is going to hold, and that the bill will pass, in the Senate anyway. It's going to cost a lot of money, though, as our CBS News colleague Nancy Cordes points out.
On Capitol Hill, compromise does not come cheap.
Would you believe $46 billion? Nancy will spell that out after this.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher higher than 3.99%. Or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Nancy Cordes, what are we going to buy with this $46 billion in the Senate compromise?
Supporters of a sweeping immigration reform bill agreed to spend $46 billion on border security in order to win the support of about a dozen Republicans.
On CBS News Face the Nation yesterday, Republican Bob Corker of Tennessee seemed satisfied on that score.
It certainly should put to rest any issue regarding border security, a doubling 20,000 new Border Patrol agents.
That will cost $30 billion, says Nancy Cordes.
$6.5 billion would be used to complete 700 miles of border fencing, and $1.5 billion more would be used to purchase surveillance equipment, including infrared cameras and unmanned drones. Some Democrats, like Vermont's Patrick Leahy, said the bill reads like a Christmas wish list for outside firms.
I'm sure there are federal contracting firms high-fiving at the prospect of all the spending demanded.
But most Democrats will bite their tongue and vote for it anyway. As for Senate Republicans...
Republicans who normally balk at big spending say this is different because it would be paid for by fines charged to undocumented workers who, if the reform bill becomes law, will now be allowed to seek citizenship.
They're not worried about the fines, or so they say.
We have to pay a fine. That's not a problem.
Obviously, it would be a problem for some. The bill could pass the Senate with a 70-vote majority. That might put some pressure on House Republicans, but obviously there, too, it will be a problem for some. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I literally spent almost 2 hours every single day for 6 months doing research.
Andrew Jernigan was on a mission to find the perfect engagement ring for Miss North Carolina 2011, Haley Best.
I probably went in a total of 10 different jewelers, and each one of those stores I probably went in 2 to 5 times. Throughout the whole experience, I probably looked at 500 different diamonds. I truly became a jeweler's worst nightmare.
Then he discovered Diamonds Direct Crabtree, where he found the perfect diamond, the most beautiful ring, and the best value.
I feel completely comfortable after looking at 500 diamonds and comparing everyone's price against everyone else. No one could get anywhere close.
Haley loved the ring and now finds herself in a new kind of competition with her Miss America contenders.
It's almost like a competition now after Miss America to see who can have the most beautiful engagement ring. And so far, I'm winning. Diamonds Direct has made that possible, too. So I might not have won Miss America, but I'm totally winning the best engagement ring contest.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
To get your home ready to sell, you need someone with vision to help with the many tough design decisions. Hi, I'm Tammy Thornton, Realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I have many years' experience in the film and TV industry where the wrong decisions can be very costly. Presentation or staging has become essential in today's market. My expertise starts with the best preparation for the market, and I'll represent you through the entire selling process. Call today at 919-933-8500. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It is time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And Fridays on the Front Porch wrap up every week. It is partly sunny today, 20% chance for showers this morning, then a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. A little bit muggy this morning. A high today, about 88 degrees.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett, the man who revealed U.S. surveillance of emails and phone calls
has apparently not boarded a flight out of Moscow. Edward Snowden had flown from Hong Kong to the Russian capital over the weekend. Guardian correspondent Miriam Elder in Moscow.
We're waiting to get on the flight. Most of them boarded the flight. The boarding was shut, and Aeroflot said he is not on the plane.
And that flight to Cuba was to depart a short time ago, but again, Snowden's whereabouts are not known right now. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The United States has revoked Edward Snowden's passport. That was done this weekend, even though the formal felony charges against him had been filed several days before. One thing the State Department is going to have to explain is why it didn't immediately revoke that passport.
That says CBS's Margaret Brennan.
When the U.S. government revokes your passport, it would still allow you to travel to a country that's giving you asylum, a country like Ecuador, whose foreign minister says they have received a request for asylum from Edward Snowden.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock. And WCHL, it is Monday morning, and it's 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today. Just a slight chance of showers this morning and a bigger chance of rain in the afternoon. About a 40% chance. Our high today, about 88 degrees. It might be a little bit muggy before this day is out. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill announced last Friday that he plans to join this week's Moral Monday protest at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh. The Moral Monday movement has drawn thousands of protesters to the state capitol in the past 8 weeks, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. More than 400 protesters have been arrested in acts of civil disobedience, including many Orange County elected officials and other citizens who live right here among us. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber issued a call last week for larger crowds to attend these next two rallies, dubbing them Mass Moral Mondays. Here's what he had to say last week, just before 84 people got arrested.
We would like the governor and his party to know we are outsiders. If by outsiders you mean outside of the Tea Party, outside of the intoxication of art folk influence, outside of extremism, outside of hatred, we are outside of all those things. Because inside our hearts we love justice.
Barber was responding to the assertion that North Carolina Republican Governor Pat McCrory made about the demographics of the protesters, calling them outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. The rally starts at 5 o'clock today at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly building and will focus on women's rights, economic justice, and labor rights this week. Barber and others will also speak on behalf of the 70,000 state residents who will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect July 1st. The first Moral Monday protesters arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly are set to appear in a Wake County courtroom today, and all are expected to plead not guilty. Among the 17 scheduled for a hearing Monday is Reverend William Barber, who was arrested April 29th on misdemeanor counts of second-degree trespassing, failure to disperse on command, and violating building rules. In all, more than 450 people have been arrested so far as part of what have become weekly Monday evening protests against the policies championed by the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature. NAACP legal advisor Irv Joyner said all the defendants plan to plead not guilty today and will be represented by attorneys who volunteered to work for free. A new bill that would eliminate background checks for the sale of handguns has already been passed through the State House and may soon become a law. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith gives his opinion on this proposed bill.
I couldn't be more disappointed that our legislature is considering this, disappointed that it's passed the House and that it may actually become law in North Carolina.
The new gun bill would eliminate the state's handgun purchasing permit by allowing unlicensed private sellers to not run a background check. Last year, roughly 40% of all gun sales in the country were without a federal background check. Mayor Kleinsmith says he worries that by eliminating background checks, people who should not be able to get hold of guns will have access.
He's saying that people who are mentally ill, people who have a history of domestic abuse, people who have a dangerous criminal background are going to be able to purchase guns from private sellers without having their backgrounds checked.
Mayor Kleinsmith is part of a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which consists of 14 mayors from North Carolina.
These 14 mayors have signed a letter in conjunction with the Association of Police Chiefs that also opposes this new bill.
The Association of Chiefs of Police in North Carolina stands with the 14 mayors who signed this letter, and they oppose repeal of these current requirements.
With the current gun laws that exist in North Carolina, Chapel Hill and Carborough do not remain free of gun violence. Mayor Kleinsmith speculates that this law could lead to an increase in gun violence and possibly more incidents like the shooting out in front of Mary Scroggs Elementary School in Carborough last year.
We have not been free from gun violence here in Chapel Hill. And some of the cases that we've had here have been in very high profile.
For more information, you can view this story on our website, chapelborough.com. This is just one of the many activities in Raleigh that all the protesters are concerned about. That's why Moral Mondays are taking place. At its final meeting before the summer break, the Chapel Hill Town Council will check on with the progress of the Central West Focus Area Committee and the Rogers Road Task Force. The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a vision for the future of the Estes Drive Martin Luther King intersection. The 17-member Citizen Advisory Committee is the first convened as part of the community planning process outlined in the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The group will deliver a report on its progress and lay out plans for future work. The Rogers Road Task Force is a group of elected officials and neighborhood residents working to establish reparations for the community that lived next to the county landfill for 40 years. The task force has been hashing out options for providing sewer to some or all of the homes in the area, and members are looking to the Carborough Alderman, county commissioners, and the Chapel Hill Town Council to evaluate the plans. Last week, Carborough Alderman voted to endorse the plan to bring sewer service to the entire neighborhood. Orange County commissioners, on the other hand, rejected a motion to offer general support and future funding to any sewer plan. The majority of commissioners indicated they would rather wait for a task force report later in the fall. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will review the sewer project options and weigh in on possible next steps. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 6:38, 22 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Jim Waters has today's commentary on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets, while they last, are on sale now. CPA Executive Director, Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages, and single tickets are now on sale. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats are going fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Good morning. It is 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock on this Monday morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jim Waters. Be very careful, folks. There are copperheads in our woods and sharks in the oceans. Life has many hazards. There is one in our midst, however, that many of us do not see. What is it, you ask? Home care. That's what. Not every organization in the home care business is predatory. Most are very helpful, honest, decent, and give the best medical attention and human devotion possible. Many extraordinary organizations provide wonderful service and charity for free. Yet other home care outfits are nothing short of financial predators, seeking to take financial advantage of any opportunity. They are very expensive and even frequently gouge their patients. It's all too frequently all about the money. Chapel Hill has become a haven for retirees, many quite affluent, some who relocate here specifically. Many are in upscale, well-run retirement facilities. Even some of these residents also hire outside home care. Other elderly and sick choose to remain at home in their latter years, and frequently home care is purchased or brought in to take care of them. Many of us in Chapel Hill Carborough have living parents at home in this very situation. Be careful. Review your bills closely. Get references. Many are very good, while many are not. Speak with doctors. Engage hospice for free advice. You and those for whom you care will feel better. This is Jim Waters.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina's 78-71 victory over Villanova in the NCAA tournament was victory number 700 in Roy Williams' Hall of Fame career. Williams is the fourth active and 21st overall college basketball coach to reach 700 wins. The head coach of the Tar Heels reached the milestone victory in just 879 games, the third fewest amount of games needed in NCAA history to reach the 700-win mark. Today's Tar Heel trivia question asks, which two college coaches reached 700 career wins faster than Roy Williams? The answer comes up after this commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roy Williams became the 21st coach in NCAA history to reach 700 career wins last season. Only two coaches reached the milestone mark in fewer games than the 879 it took Williams. Who were they? Jerry Kanian, most notably of UNLV fame, picked up win number 700 in the 876th game he coached, while legendary Kentucky head man Adolf Rupp won his 700th game in just the 836th game he coached.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
A
Something new this morning. Tar Heel Trivia on WCHL. 6:45, 15 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll take a quick look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way, Freddie Cogger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
And now, the Grace Church Community Spotlight.
Come celebrate the birth of our nation this 4th of July at Keenan Stadium for the annual Town of Chapel Hill Fireworks Show. The best show around. Family-friendly, great music, and lots of big bangs. The fun begins at 7 p.m. with the fireworks set to go around 9:30.
This community spotlight has been presented by Grace Church. Be sure to stop by their table at the July 4th fireworks display to say hello and pick up your glow-in-the-dark necklace. Grace Church. Reaching people. Building lives. GraceLife.com.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Vest, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning. It is time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Ladies and gentlemen, coming off an exciting weekend, no doubt, where he painted the town, I'm sure. Rand Northam is here.
Painted the halls of WCHL, at least.
Yeah, I know. You were working hard, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Rand Northam is here, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, he may be tired, but he's always chipper. What's going on with traffic this morning?
Well, traffic is fairly chipper out there as well this morning.
That's good to know.
Good news. That means a good thing. Yeah. Traffic is moving smoothly right now, Ron. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel, you can give us a call and be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can tweet us at WCHL as well, and we always ask you to do that safely, and we certainly appreciate any of those road warriors out there.
All right. Hey, listen, stick around, because we have Freddie Collier's trivia question. The question coming up in a few minutes, and I'll bet you know the answer.
I look forward to this one.
All right. And it has to do with rock and roll music, too,
even though
it's not Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Day early. I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang around, and we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
All right.
Time now for your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today, 20% chance of a shower this morning, then a 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain continuing, and the low tonight around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of rain, probably in the afternoon, probably showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Our high tomorrow again in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 70 degrees and still a 50% chance of rain. Then on Wednesday, 40% chance of rain. Same goes lows for Wednesday night. Thursday, 30% chance of rain, a little bit better. And then Friday, finally, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but a little more sunshine and the highs in the upper 80s. So we're talking about a really cloudy week here. There's no question about that. It is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. And yeah, we have a few of those to pass along to you this morning. Actor Al Molinaro is 94 years old today. Comedian Jack Carter, 90. Rock singer Arthur Brown is 71. Remember the crazy world of Arthur Brown? I am the god of hellfire. That's the guy I'm talking about here. 71 years old today. Actress Michelle Lee, 71. Actor-director George Stanford Brown, 70. He was on The Rookies. I just like him on that show, on television. Rock musician Jeff Beck, one of the greatest guitarists alive, 69 years old today. Colin Blundstone, the former lead singer of The Zombies, 68 years old today. Mick Fleetwood, Fleetwood Mac, the drummer, 66. Actor Peter Weller, 66 years old today. Actress Nancy Allen, 63. Actor Joe Penny is 57. Actress Danielle Spencer turns 48 today. Actress Sherry Stringfield is 46. Singer Glenn Medeiros, 43. Actress producer Mindy Kaling is 34 years old today. Actress Minka Kelly is 33. We have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Kenyon Ross has a birthday. Happy birthday, Kenyon. Also, Creighton Irons, who grew up here in Chapel Hill but lives in New York City now. New York City! Creighton has a birthday today. And in addition to that, our birthday winner of the day is Monty Benz of Chapel Hill. Monty Benz, happy birthday. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard and at Metamont. They always love taking care of their customers, and they will take care of you too. Monty Benz, our birthday winner from the UPS stores and all your friends here at WCHL.
Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron Stutz, 97.9 FM and WCHL. Say hello to Freddie.
Hello, folks. How is everyone out there in Carrboro, Hillsboro, Pittsboro, Stem, Swepsonville?
Folks, Freddie Cogger.
Saxapa Hall.
Let me introduce Chapel Hill. Freddie Cogger. I've been thinking, maybe we should start doing some trivia questions every day. What do you think?
Well, we've done it for...
You want to do it on a regular basis?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Why not?
All right.
Let's try and see how it goes.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
I think there might be some life to that.
Well, I tell you what, we have a very intellectual community.
Yes, we do.
In fact, I think Chapel Hill was the basis of one final Jeopardy answer. What town per capita has more college degrees than any other place in the United States? I don't know if that still holds true, but we got to be close.
It did at that time.
I think it was like 64% with a college degree.
Pretty high.
That's ungodly.
Pretty smart people here.
A lot of wise folks running around out there.
We had a What You're Saying on the Street question just the other day that said, what did you learn from your education? What's the number one thing you learned from your education? Some people said to think. Other people said to be your own person, you know, that sort of thing. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Crazy. Yeah, and you got to be careful. Don't let college get in the way of your education.
Well, I mean, seriously, there's a lot to be said for learning to think on your own and make your decisions for yourself, not be worried so much about what other people think.
To thine own self be true.
Exactly.
That was a line in Fancy. Bobby Joe Gentry.
To thine own
self. Oh, you know what? That's a perfect lead-in for today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't mean that. But today, folks, as a prelude to Rock and Roll Tuesday, we're doing girlfriend-inspired songs.
Oh, okay. Sort of like
Girlfriend
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Girlfriend-inspired songs.
All right. Good. I'm ready.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Whose first big hit, Oh, Carol, was about his ex-girlfriend, Carol King? Late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
Whose first big hit, Oh, Carol, was about his ex-girlfriend, Carol King?
I know the answer to this.
Yeah, he went to high school with her.
I got that one.
They dated.
All right. Hey, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. Call us in. Tell us the name of this artist.
You get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you're...
Good to go.
Yes, you are. And you can trade a trivial prize with somebody who's bought something in earlier.
Exactly.
Like a turtleneck gasoline-powered sweater.
Yeah, Fur-lined sink. Hey, maybe a record collection from this artist.
Chicken donuts.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
Oh, chicken donuts.
Chicken donuts.
Ugh.
Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tom Jensen is pretty well known around this community as the guy who heads up public policy polling. Seems he's always on WCHL talking about local politics and political candidates and how people feel about the issues. Now he's gotten even better known as Carolina's superfan. He's a big fan of Tar Heel baseball, and he supported his team all season long.
Well, it's funny. I definitely have people like recognize me on the street, recognize me in the grocery store as a super fan. Nobody has ever come up to me in the grocery store and been like, oh, man, you're the pollster. So I enjoy it. It's a wonderful group of people. This is, you know, I've really been around this program hardcore for 8 years now. We've never had a group of kids and parents as special as this year, and regardless of what happens, it's just been one amazing ride.
Tom Jensen is today's WCHL hometown hero because he's brought so much inspiration and excitement to the Carolina fan base. He's a guy in Boshammer Stadium who's always leading the cheers. You can always hear him. He's one of the most vocal people out there, and he doesn't mind getting involved and cheering on the Heels. He's been to Omaha for the College World Series twice this year. He went once, had to come back, and then went back to follow the Tar Heels. And he's been in previous years as well.
I've come to Omaha four of the six times that we have, and unfortunately, I've only actually seen us win one game over the course of those trips.
That was, of course, before this season. This year, Carolina's had a bit more success, and Jensen has enjoyed leading the charge for Carolina fans out there as well, even if it has been halfway across the country.
There's actually a really positive vibe around the team. This is a team that really has shown an ability to bounce back from adversity all year, and we'll do whatever we can to help them.
Of course, Tom Jensen has not been the only Carolina fan in Omaha. He's been joined by a lot of other folks in Carolina blue. He's just been the loudest.
There is a really significant Tar Heel presence, and we were cheering hard into the night.
Sometimes the home crowd can provide the team with a big advantage, and sometimes the Carolina fan base can make a big difference for the Tar Heels, even if they are way out in Omaha. Tom Jensen, UNC's superfan. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
6:57, 3 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger, back with the answer. Everybody wants to know. People who don't know want to know. Those of us who do know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, Neil Sedaka.
Yeah.
A lot, you know, it was right at the end of the 1950s. His first big hit, Oh, Carol.
Right.
Written about Carol King. It was co-written with Howard Greenfield and released in 58. Topped out in the United States Billboard charts at number 9 in 1959. However, it was Sedaka's first number 1 since it topped the Italian charts for 4 weeks in January of 1960.
Well, how about that?
And yes, Sedaka dated Carol back in high school when she was not Carol King, but Carol Klein.
And Neil Sedaka went on to a very successful recording career, but he wrote that song, Oh Carol, about Carol King. I had 8 phone calls this morning, folks trying to get the answer, and every single one of them said James Taylor. Nope, it goes back far beyond James Taylor. And Neil Sedaka was the correct answer. No winner this morning. Freddie will be back tomorrow morning with Rock and Roll Trivia on WCHL.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Glass Half Full and Carborough, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 71 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of a shower this morning, and then a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon, and our high today in the upper 80s. Also a 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 70. And then tomorrow, more of the same, really. Partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain, and the high tomorrow in the upper 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity...